supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Tell me, Connor O'Malley, what shall I destroy next?
What?
It is most satisfying, I can assure you. Come on, tell me. What should I destroy?
Snap the chimney?
The chimney.
I'm Patrick Stoner, and this is a podcast for A Monster Calls. It's a story of a young boy who's had a terrible loss. And then some rather magical things happen. Liam Neeson is a tree. Sigourney Weaver is a mother. Lewis McDougall is the boy. And I asked how they put it all together.
When we were on set, they had this massive monster's face, you know, a full-size like replica of this monster. And so having that there in front of me, you know, along with what would sometimes be a recording of Liam or the acting coach or even the director doing the lines was helpful.
Rehearsals are just disappearing from filmmaking.
I don't like the fact that it's disappearing.
Exactly.
I love to rehearse because it saves time when you get on the floor.
Yeah.
Saves the director time, saves the crew time. But I, you know, my involvement in the film was just over 2 weeks, and it was all with Lewis and with J.A. Bayona. We rehearsed quite a bit with each other before we recorded it on camera. And it felt a luxury to me, you know, to have this time.
You know, our job is so important, to be able to tell these stories, especially, you know, these days, and tell a story like A Monster Calls, which might bring a little light to people who are, you know, going through a family illness.
In A Monster Calls, we have to suspend disbelief in so many different ways. To what extent is it a pleasure to be part of something that does that?
Well, I think that's a very lovely way to put it. In a story that is not uncommon, it takes you to a different place from which to experience it than in a very original way. I've seen it twice now with my box of Kleenex, and it's so surprising. I can never predict what the monster and the boy are going to say to each other, because it's just not, it's not cliched at all. And the relationship between the three of us is very complex and changes. And I felt so lucky to be in this very intimate family drama and to get to play a grandmother, frankly.
Sigourney, thank you so much.
It's good to see you.
I'm Patrick Stoner.
Yes. Look. This is how we draw the eyes in. This is where the eyes catch the reflection.
Flicks with Patrick Stoner explores the craft and culture of filmmaking that enhance our communities for television stations and websites around the country.